your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and while we're waiting for our special guest this morning, I thought I'd comment on the Olympics. Certainly the presentation, the opening ceremony, the closing ceremony, with massive numbers of people all acting in unison, all doing exactly what they were trained to do, just like rats in a cage, is a beautiful example of what David Rockefeller wrote in the New York Times after returning from communist China in 1973, and in August of 73, he wrote an article that said, you know, the social experiment in China under the leadership of Chairman Mao is one of the most important and successful in history. The social experiment in China under the leadership of Chairman Mao is one of the most important and successful in history. And what most Americans today do not remember is that it was the American State Department that brought communist China to power, the communist regime to power in China in 1950, 1949. And those of you who haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, pardon me, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, need to get it and read the report that came out of the Senate Subcommittee on Internal Security following the fact that the American State Department, the Council on Foreign Relations, which was at that time, David Rockefeller was, I remember, was the assistant chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, what the Senate subcommittee found about how the United States State Department had blocked the sending of weapons and munitions to China. They put an arms embargo on the nationalist government so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world, and even the weapons they'd already bought that were in Okinawa and other Pacific islands, that already bought and purchased with their own money, were blocked, and Congress kept voting money and weapons for communist China, because they didn't want the communists to take over. After all, we'd fought the Second World War for freedom. Or is that the reason we fought the war? Well, that was what they had to tell the stupid American public. But the real reason was to advance the cause of world socialism. But they couldn't let the American people know that. So Congress, even though it was democratically controlled, kept voting money to send to the nationalist Chinese so the communist Chinese wouldn't take over, and the State Department blocked efforts to carry out Congress's direction. In fact, ships loaded with weapons for the nationalist Chinese were kept in the harbor in New York and in Los Angeles for a year and a half. And when the ships finally sailed and the weapons were delivered, when they opened the boxes with the rifles in them, the bolts didn't have any, pardon me, the guns didn't, rifles didn't have any bolts in them, and were useless. We intentionally turned communism over to the Chinese. Communists, why? Because it's a great social experiment. That's what it's all about. And just as they're experimenting on you and your children today, with, of course, the vaccines that contain the mercury, well, they've taken it out of them, out of the childhood vaccines, because it became so obvious that it was producing autism and autoimmune disease and juvenile diabetes, and we were poisoning our children, but they left it in the vaccines that we're giving so graciously to the children throughout the rest of the world. Isn't that nice? We took it out of the childhood vaccines that we're giving to American children, the mercury, but we're leaving it in the vaccines that we're giving to the rest of the world for nothing, because we want to mold those children into the sort of human beings we want. Because mercury has a toxic effect on the mind of developing children. But don't feel bad. The CDC has come out with a recommendation that every pregnant woman in the first trimester should receive a full dose of mercury so that it'll get into the mind of her developing child. In the way of an influenza shot, every pregnant woman is to get a influenza shot, according to the CDC, and then at 6 months of age, we will give a mercury-laden influenza shot to the child, and you'll get one every year until he's age five. Now, why would you do that? Why? Because of the toxic effect. Because mercury destroys the ability of the mind to think. You don't want smart people in the slave state. You do not want people who can reproduce, because mercury will actually get into the body and inhibit reproduction. Not that they won't be able to have some children, they just won't be able to have so many. And this goes on from generation to generation because it poisons the reproductive system. And they know all of these things. They just don't want you to know. And so as you watch the opening services there, the opening ceremonies at, in communist China, and then the closing ceremonies, remember, that's what they want for you. They want, of course, a pliable population under control of the ruling elite. Believe me, the ruling elite understand what this is all about. It is just that they don't want you to know. And if you want to verify what I said about how the American State Department brought communism to China, you know, back in the 1950s, 1949, 1950, Professor Kubek, K-U-B-E-C-K, had written a number of books about that in those days. And there were many books that were written in those days that went into the fact that the American State Department brought communism to China. You're not going to find these. Most of them have been destroyed. But if you read General MacArthur's reminiscences, he will tell you about how the American State Department had brought communism to China. He even quoted the speech that was given by John Kennedy about how our boys had fought so bravely during the Second World War to bring freedom to the world, and then their effort was undermined by the American State Department. Of course, neither General MacArthur nor John Kennedy either understood or mentioned the influence of the Council on Foreign Relations directed by David Rockefeller at that time. And there's David Rockefeller, was, I think he was the vice chairman for 15 years. He was the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 years. Today is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's the man who created the Bilderberg, the man who created the Trilateral Commission. He's attended every Bilderberger meeting for 54 years since its inception in 1954, where the elite of the world get together to plan what to do to you common people and how they can mold you into the same form you saw in the opening and closing ceremonies in communist China. Why did Americans go to communist China? Why? To honor the Chinese communists. Any government that had any integrity would never have allowed our citizens to go to a gigantic police state, unless, of course, we were doing the same thing here in America. And the ultimate plan was to do the same thing here in America under the name of course, fighting the wicked terrorists. That's why we have to have dossiers on every American citizen. That's why we have to have our cameras set up in every city so we can photograph every American citizen. Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call. If we don't have Michael Shaw here, we'd love to talk to you. 970-689-8255.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Andrea here again with Radium Clinic. You've counted calories and you've followed all the latest diet fads, but the pounds still don't come off. Why? Find out August 21st at 6:30 p.m. at our Loveland Clinic location. Join Radium Clinic's Dr. James Houghton for an educational seminar and understand the hidden causes of weight gain ordinary dieting can't address. Learn how you can lose 20 pounds in 20 days safely. Tuition is free. The knowledge is priceless. Call Radium Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your reservation today or log on to Radium Clinic Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
And our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. Give us a call if you have a question, comment about what we're talking about. How do you feel about the Olympics? How do you feel about America going to the Olympics? You know, there's been law on our books for many years that we cannot sell any police equipment to communist China. Why? Because they were a police state. And we did not want, of course, to supposedly give them the wherewithal, mechanical wherewithal, to be able to maintain their ruthless police state control over their population. But as long as it was the Olympics, why, of course, we could sell them all the police state equipment they wanted, extensive technology, computers, computer programs, other means of controlling the people. Because they were putting on the Olympics. So you'll feel good to know that the communist Chinese, because they hosted the Olympics, and they were so gracious, and they were such nice people, why that we could sell them all sorts of equipment, electronic equipment, so they could oppress their people. Now, you must understand, the Chinese people are nice. I mean, the Chinese people would love to be free. The Chinese people demonstrated that at Tiananmen Square. Where, of course, they were ruthlessly suppressed. And then, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush, the president's father, punished the Chinese communist regime by giving the most favored nation trade status, so they could trade with America and get special tariff considerations. We punished them by rewarding them. You see, that's what really goes on in the world today. Of course, the Bush family has extensive land and property holdings and financial holdings in communist China and has benefited tremendously by, of course, the ruthless oppression of the Chinese people. And if you doubt that, go up on the Internet and just Google in Bush family or Bush property or communist China, things of that sort. You can verify what I'm saying. I've done it myself to be sure it's there, but the Bush family has benefited from this ruthless oppression, but the Bush family is totally and inherently evil. They belong to a Luciferian organization. In fact, if you look at the membership list of the Skull and Bones, which is a Luciferian society, I think there are six Bushes, not only Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, but a number of other Bushes that belong to this organization, a Luciferian organization. And if you doubt that Skull and Bones is Luciferian, go to WilliamHKennedy.com, www.WilliamHKennedy.com, that's one word, .com, and certainly they have a section there on videos, and you can see the video of that was shot at great personal risk by somebody who was actually got in the position where they could actually photograph the skull and bones initiation ceremony, where the people, all the initiates, including, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush and probably old Pappy Bush, pardon me, Prescott Bush, all kneeled before a symbol of Lucifer, swearing their allegiance. But that's why they've made such fabulous sums of money. This is why these people are fabulously wealthy. That, of course, they make a lot of money by working for government. Certainly, as the head of the CIA, George Herbert Walker Bush had access to unlimited funds. Yes, people have forgotten. The president's father was the head of the super spy agency with unlimited funds of the Central Intelligence Agency. Why don't we ever mention that? Because, of course, our minds are molded, our ideas are created, our tastes are formed by the people who control the mass media. And if they don't tell us something, they don't repeat it over and over, we forget. How soon we forget. Well, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. The Olympics was a great propaganda production to implant in your minds that the Chinese are nice people. And they are nice people. And they're very capable people. But, of course, it was all about propaganda. The government finances, you know, all of the athletes. Certainly our athletes have to finance themselves and have to finance, you know, their efforts to become proficient in what they do. And I was very, very proud of our American athletes. But you see, that's the idea that this has anything to do with sports. The Olympics has nothing to do with sports. It has to do with politics. And remember, of course, when they wanted to bring South Africa under a communist regime, and it is a communist regime in South Africa. South Africa is under the control of the African National Conference, African National Committee, the ANC, African National Committee, which is a communist organization. Go up on the Internet and Google it in and check it out and understand what's going on. We brought communism to China, to South Africa, and we wouldn't let their athletes go to the Olympics. Why? Oh, my goodness, they didn't let the blacks vote. Well, they did not have massive concentration camps and kill massive numbers of people over there either. Yes, it was an unfair society. I lived in South Africa, but when I lived there in 74, 75, 76, why, they were trying to integrate this society. I mean, they were actively integrating the people, the blacks, into society. They were integrated sports. They were integrating sporting events. They were integrating theaters. They would have integrated this society and done exactly as it happened in Rhodesia. There was no apartheid in Rhodesia. And yet, of course, despite the fact there was no apartheid in Rhodesia, we use the fact that certainly the blacks held more land than the whites did, even though any black could buy land there. But because the whites held the majority of the land, we use that as a justification to bring a known communist Maoist thug named Mugabe to power. And he was installed by the American State Department of Rhodesia in 1980. And you see what a fine job we've done there in Rhodesia, where inflation is running 2.5 million% a year. Most of the whites have fled. Over 5 million blacks have fled out of a nation that had only initially probably no more than 12 or 13 million people altogether. And, of course, the nation is in chaos. And we continue keeping Mugabe in power. We're keeping him in power. Oh, no, no, we're against Mugabe. Well, that's what they want to tell you. But we're backing the Chinese communists who are supplying the weapons and the military advisors for Mugabe. Why don't we just say we're not going to go to the Olympics as long as, of course, the Chinese communists continue supporting the ruthless regimes in Rhodesia, the ruthless regimes in Burma, the ruthless regime in North Korea? Why don't we use our leverage with them? And instead of that, what happens? Why, our president goes over to honor the Chinese communists during the opening session of the communist Olympics in Beijing. And, of course, people do not understand that the real purpose of the American State Department is to bring communist regimes to power throughout the world. Why would we want to do that? Because communists want one world socialism. And socialism has nothing to do with redistributing the wealth. It has to do with establishing a ruling elite, a dictatorship of the proletariat, which is what Karl Marx wrote about in the Communist Manifesto. Behind all of the high-sounding remarks that he made and rhetoric in the Communist Manifesto was the dictatorship of the proletariat, which will exist until the state withers away. How are you going to have the state wither away when you got a dictatorship of the proletariat? When you have a dictatorship where the proletariat, that's people like you and me, proles, as they refer to us as, are controlled by the all-powerful elite. And that's, of course, what we established in Russia today and still exists in Russia today, where the communists are still in control. And all of the oligarchs there over in Russia we hear about with all this fabulous wealth, they're all former members of the KGB. And who is Putin? He's a former member of the KGB. They changed the name to FSB, but it really didn't matter. And they have their agents throughout the world working closely with a special contingent of the CIA to bring communism to nation after nation after nation. In fact, recently we were successful in Nepal, one of the last little holdouts in the whole world, little nation of Nepal that had a king. And we backed the Chinese communists, the Maoists, and now we've elected a Maoist president in Nepal. Doesn't that make you feel good? American tax dollars at work. Our telephone number, 1-970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. We haven't been able to get hold of our regularly scheduled guest, who would have been with us this morning. So it's just you and me. If you have a question or comment, did you enjoy the Olympics? Did you enjoy watching Mark Phelps, you know, get his medals? And this really was an amazing accomplishment on his part, although I couldn't help but notice that, well, they say, you know, he was winning some of these races by a hundredth of a second. Are we sure he won? Did they rig that? I certainly rigged. They rigged the last Olympics so that one of our gymnasts won a gold medal, whereas he made some serious mistakes and he wouldn't have got it if they hadn't rigged the gold. But they rig it so the Americans win, and they rig this so the Chinese communists would win. So much of this is psychological for you. And even though I was very glad that our gymnast won, and looking at it objectively, and looking at it the way the rest of the world did, the rest of the world objected that our gymnast had actually made several serious errors in his gymnastic performance, but if he's got the gold medal. And they actually ended up having to give a gold medal, and I've forgotten whether it was the Koreans or who it was, whose performer did far better than the American. But it was all rigged. And you felt so proud because our gymnast had won in the last Olympics, and he really didn't win. Now, Sean Johnson, the little girl who got the medal here this year, did beautifully. And many of our athletes perform well. But understand that they rigged. Many times they actually rigged the results on these for their benefit, you know, make China look good, make the Americans look good. And, of course, isn't it wonderful we compete in sports with the Chinese communists? Ladies and gentlemen, this has to do with making communism look good to the average American. Look at all these wonderful people. Look how well they perform. And, of course, they don't. Why, their lives will be ruined. They may end up in a re-education camp. Because, you see, these people are slaves. They are slaves to an all-powerful government that was installed by the Council on Foreign Relations in the United States, which controlled the American State Department, which we wanted a wonderful social experiment in China. And as David Rockefeller wrote, and I'll repeat it again, the experiment, the social experiment in China, under the leadership of Chairman Mao, is one of the most important and successful in history. That was 1973, August of 1973. By that time, they'd already killed over a million people. But that was of no concern to David Rockefeller and the elite. In fact, David Rockefeller had told a friend of mine that Bill Dannemeyer, congressman, and meeting with a group of Republican congressmen, some years ago, you know, some men are born to rule, but most men are born to be ruled. Some men are born to rule. Most men are born to be ruled. And that's what you are, ladies and gentlemen. You're nothing more than a serf. You are being utilized by them. You think you're free, and yet, of course, every year you dutifully pay your taxes, your tribute to your ruling masters. And then, of course, they monitor everything you do in the name of being sure you pay your taxes, and now in the way of being sure you're not a terrorist. That's why we have to have our cameras on every street corner. In fact, you can go to one of the people I really very, very surprised to go to his website was Dan Brown, who wrote the Da Vinci Files, I believe it was the Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. Remember Dan Brown? And they were fascinating books, but go to his website, danbrown.com, and you'll be amazed. Sometimes if you take some of the same things I'm saying, trying to warn the American people. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number 970-689-8255.
Watch over all our area motorists this summer season. Summer's a wonderful time to celebrate with friends and family, so be particularly cautious to make sure we can celebrate many more to come. God's love is ever present, but not to be tested. If you must have a belt for the road, make it a seat belt. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. And they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority in Brush, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community. For information, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and we have with us this morning Michael Shaw. Hi, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Well, fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, of course, Michael is with an organization, Freedom Advocates, and they're trying to educate the American people about how they're using this whole idea of sustainable development, Agenda 21, to basically transform form our society. And, of course, this is financed by the same people we've been talking about during the first part of this program. It was largely pushed by a man named Maurice Strong, a very close association of the Rockefellers, came out of some of the ideas that were put forward by the Club of Rome back in 1971 when they came out with a book called The Limits of Growth. My goodness, there's only so far as we can advance society. There are limits to what we can do. What we have to have is sustainability for future generations. So you pick up the story there, Michael. They've done a great job, haven't they, conditioning the American people to think that we're running out of water, we're running out of oil, we're running out of air, we're running out of everything, and what we need is a whole new series of government controls over our lives.
Well, that's right. What people may not understand, and we need to, otherwise we're going to be buried, is that sustainable development is an active plan being deployed by all branches of government. It's being deployed by all governorships in the country. Every county has a sustainable development or Agenda 21 plan. It's not called that, of course. It might be called Visioning or 2020. But there's not a country in the United States that is not subscribed to its element of the implementation of sustainable development. So let's give just some broad brush analysis of what sustainable development is. I break it into really four categories. The first is economic. What we are doing is establishing a new system of economics and a new system of justice. These new systems discard the principles and purposes of the Declaration of Independence. They are preparing America for the destruction of the middle class and for our entry into world government. I mean, at the bottom line, sustainable development is about creating, as they were saying in Beijing last night, it's about creating one world. Now, that one world it's going to be one where the government does not recognize any human being's unalienable rights. In fact, human beings are regarded under sustainable principles as biological resources. That's why in one of their governing documents, the Biological Assessment Report, it is characterized that human beings are biological resources. And so that's why they're able to establish rules that begin to really affront the character of the American experience. That's why America is in fall. That's why Americans are not happy. We are being dragged down this path of sustainable development with a new system of economics. In short, it's substituting free enterprise with public-private partnership. When I was a boy, that was called fascist economics. Today, it's run by governments around the world, centered with the United Nations, and by multinational corporations. Because multinational corporations look to partner with government. They don't look for the experience or expression of free enterprise. And we can look into our communities and we can see, I mean, here in Santa Cruz, unless you're a public-private partner, you don't build houses. The only people who build houses are those who are going to build in accordance with the sustainable development model. That means building stack 'em and pack 'em units along transportation lines, get people out of their cars, ultimately put them on their assigned jobs, assigned by government, with their children left behind to be cared for by government agents. The world we are evolving into is a much more threatening world to the human being than was the world of Soviet Russia back in the 1960s. The world we're heading for today is a world with communist principles of justice and fascist principles of economics, so that we get a communist world that, quote, works, because those economics draw out certain people who can make the trains run for a while. But in the process, human beings are disregarded. And that's why it is that it's so important that everyone begin to understand what sustainable development is and how the globalist program has gotten into your local community. That's their sing song. Think global, act local. So unless you know how your county, whether it's the Wildlands Project if you're in rural areas or the Urban Smart Growth Project, unless you know how that's coming into your town, there's nothing you can do to fight it. That's why it's your duty to begin to understand the dynamics of sustainable development and how it's into your town. And don't think that, you know, Obama or McCain are going to save you from this dilemma, because both political parties are completely committed at leadership levels to the implementation of sustainable development in the United States. The State Department reports every couple years to the United Nations about our success and status in regards to implementing sustainable development. Every country in the world is doing this. When it's done, we have one world government. It's not a world that runs according to the principles that this nation was founded on. And what has to happen first is a new system of living and a new orientation towards property and its exercise that need to be established. And that's exactly what we're doing today.
And unfortunately, most people do not understand. I mean, if you tell them that there is this vast program that infiltrates every aspect of our society, that the president has a council on sustainable development, they're going to look at you with glassed-over eyes. It could not be true, because if it was, why Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity would tell us. But the thing is, they're not going to tell you. They are the finest communicators that money could buy. Their job is not to reveal, but to conceal the truth, but to entertain you in the meantime. Entertain you to death. And unfortunately, we are moving towards a totally regulated society under the name of sustainable development. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, if people are shell-shocked by that statement, they need not trust a radio host and a radio guest for that information. It's all there. Now, it's a huge study. You know, we at Freedom Advocates try to boil that study down and give you places to go to confirm. But if you want to just start out with confirmation, just feed into your Google machine Agenda 21, because sustainable development is the effort to implement the blueprint called Agenda 21. Now, Agenda 21 comes out of the United Nations, the 1992 Rio Conference. There's a document called Agenda 21. It's a related document called the Biological Assessment Report. Now, you've got a lot of pages to read, but you can go in and you can find where it calls for the abolition of private property and the establishment of a one-world religion. It calls for trade policies. It calls for wildland zones where human beings are not to live, where resources are not to be extracted. You can find all the confirming information. But even more than that, if you Google in Agenda 21, you'll get over a million sites that go into the implementation of Agenda 21, country after country around the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here in America.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Michael Shaw. Michael, before we go on, would you like to get your website out, your telephone number? People would know how to get in touch with Freedom Advocates.
Well, our website is simple. It's freedomadvocates.org. It's always increasing in its the volume of the information. It's current information. It's information that lasts, because you're not going to find many places on the web that give a thorough assessment of sustainable development, and tips and tools on how you can identify it and fight back in your own community. Our phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 408-684-2232. But back to the main thrust of sustainable development, you know, it's establishing this new system of economics and a new system of justice. The justice goes from equal justice, that's described in the Declaration of Independence, to social justice, which is really the justice system that was deployed by the Soviet Union. So we're getting a fascist economic system and a communist justice system. And we feel the pinch of that every day. And Americans are becoming more and more concerned over the status and the future of our country. And if you boil it down, it's because things are changing. You know, what Obama wants has already been put in force. And I think we can rest assured that when Obama or McCain is elected, we're going to see this change toward a one-world government to happen at a faster and faster clip. But establishing a world religion based on environmental principles is another tenet of sustainable development. Today, many religious institutions jockey for a position of inclusion in the New World Order. Many Christian denominations are willing to reinterpret and reapply biblical principles. The driving force of major religions is ecumenicalism, or a universal spiritualism. Basic tenets of Western spirituality include these ideas. One, that every individual is endowed with unalienable rights, and that everyone is made in the image and likeness of God. But these ideas, even within the church, are being reinvented. The genuine servants of God need to wake up to the real thrust of globalism before it is too late. The people need true spiritual leadership. Sustainable development is designed to affect every aspect of the human experience. We'll be told how to think, what to do, and what to believe. Now, sustainable development also calls for a reduced human population. The new systems have problems with the current population level. The new economic system will not support current lifestyles or population levels. Just think about it. If over half the United States is off limits to resource extraction, no wonder we're running into shortages of water and oil and the other natural resources we need to live a continuing life. Well, this new economic system will not support current lifestyles or population levels. And the new justice system will not encourage human life. We see that with abortion policy to begin with, but it moves much further than that. The environmental movement agenda will not allow the adequate resource to support current population levels. In the biodiversity assessment report, it says that, quote, population growth has exceeded the capacity of the biosphere. particularly if the Wildlands Project continues to be enacted, wherein over half of the Earth will become off-limits to human beings. So it is estimated by the Biodiversity Assessment Report that for an industrialized world society at the present North American material standard of living, the global population will be reduced 86% to 1 billion people. So they're serious about this. Globalists have every intention of reducing human population and converting those that remain into a slave or serf class to meet the needs and goals of a very narrow human elite. You know, and finally, sustainable development brings about its intended goal of world government. The think globally, act locally notion is rooted in Auguste Comte's philosophy of positivism. That implementation of that is led by Fabian socialists, global banking interests, and international political and economic organizations. These organizations include so-called non-governmental organizations like the Sierra Club and many multinational corporations. You know, it's a clever fix how they've established the left-right dynamic in this country and around the world. Globalists don't care about the difference between the left and the right. The left is a tool for bringing us this new system of justice. The right is the tool for bringing us this new system of economics. We don't get world government without the pretend fight between the left and the right. We go step by step on each link, downward, 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 until we get this, quote, consensus called sustainable development, which combines the worst factors of the left and the worst factors of the right into a new world paradigm that strips us all of our freedom, with our unalienable rights to life, liberty, and property, that extinguish the American experience for this generation and all future generations. So we've got to begin to understand their lingo so that we begin to see how it is in our community. It's all over the state of Colorado. The governor of Denver is one of the biggest advocates and biggest spokesmen for the sustainable development model. And it can look good on the short term because it gets the buildings painted and the streets cleaned up. But the goal is to reduce human population, to abandon this country's commitment to individual liberty, and to make life a living hell for what they call the biological resource of human beings on this planet. And if we don't know what we're fighting, you know, it's an ancient military proverb that if you don't know what you're fighting, you're going to lose. And we see evidence of that all over. People know something's wrong and they stand up and fight about this or fight about that. But it doesn't really matter. Because if you don't know what sustainable development is, they slide from this issue to that issue and come back and pick up what they didn't gain earlier when they're wrapping things up.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Michael, we'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for being with us here.
Thank you, Dr. Harkin.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Michael. I hope you enjoyed our analysis of what's going on in as far as the Olympics are concerned and how it is being used for political purposes. Well, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to get it or see the CD. You can see it, actually, the DVD. You can see it up on the Internet for nothing at RadioLiberty.com, but hopefully you'll want to get the DVD and duplicate it and get it out as far and wide as you can. That is the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then my talks on the forbidden secret or on the secret knowledge. They're both available. All of them are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because you, your family, our society, America, are under attack today, not from without, not from the terrorists, but from the wicked people who are using terrorism to justify expanding their control over the lives of every American citizen. I started talking about Dan Brown's website. You can find it up on the Internet under donbrown.com, and go there. He talks about how they have the video cameras watching you, how they're collecting dossiers on you, how everything you buy at a store using a check or a credit card, they're keeping a record on everything you do. This is not imaginary. It's real. We're dealing with wicked and evil people who have a different worldview because they want to control the whole world and bring about a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. Now, what can we do? Well, education is important. And that's why my ministry, I think, is important, why we do what we do. Incidentally, we have an opportunity to be on a major station in Spokane every afternoon for an hour. And if you in any way are in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate it. We have to pay for the radio time there, but it will give us a chance to reach a very significant audience. Drive time, 4 to 5 every day. So if you can help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you could make a temporary pledge just so we know how much we're going to have to come in towards make the payment for the radio time. And we're going to try picking up other stations across America, but we can't do it without your help. And then, of course, we want to mention we're going to be having our annual conference on the 26th of October here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay at a beautiful country club overlooking the golf course and there, very, very close to the ocean. That's the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. But if you can come, it's an all-day conference. We're having Dr. Blaylock, who speaks on medical issues. We're going to have Joanna Michelson, who was a medium, who witnessed miracle after miracle after miracle of psychic healing. Of course, she thought they were from God, but they weren't from God. They were from the other side. Her story, Joanna Michelson's story, is indeed a wonderful story. And then, of course, we have the other speaker, who will be Patrick Wood, talking to you about finance. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever been a time when you needed to be prepared financially, it's now, because they're setting out to destroy the value of our currency. They're bringing in rampant inflation. And if you believe we really have a 2.1 core inflation rate, you haven't been to the store or the gas pump recently. They're lying to us. They're going to destroy our economy so they can impoverish our people, so they can enslave us. Our number 1-800-544-8927. If you're going to be coming to the conference, please make your reservation so we know how many are coming. We're serving lunch. 1-800-544-8927. Encourage others to go to our website of radioliberty.com.